So your boss calls you in. Could be good news, could be bad news. You probably had some of each, right? But the best good news is probably words like these. We're giving you a raise. You're trying to be cool. You try not to leap out of your chair yelling, yes, but face it, it really is good news. They'll usually give you the reason you're getting a raise or maybe a bonus. Your performance, your longevity, your additional responsibilities, you're married to the boss's daughter. Well, look, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about what God gives bonuses for. So what does the boss base his rewards on? It's not performance or longevity or additional responsibilities, at least according to our word for today from the Word of God. After David's many ups and downs, his years of being a leader for the Lord, he sums up what he has learned about the one thing that impresses God. He recorded it for us in Psalm 18, verses 20 to 24. The Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. He has rewarded me. So David goes on to explain what righteousness and cleanness involve. For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I have not done evil by turning away from my God. All his laws are before me. I have not turned away from his decrees. I've kept myself from sin. And just in case we missed it the first time, he says again, the Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. Well, there it is. God blesses and rewards us for something that human authorities may care little about, whether or not we're keeping away from sin and whether or not we are keeping God's ways. God isn't impressed by how hard you're working, how skillful you are, the results you're getting, the number of people who think you're the best, how much experience you have, the numbers you've got to show. It's your cleanness that God's looking for. God gives his best to those who are passionate about being pure, who are aggressively cleaning out their remaining dirty closets and not content with just status quo holiness. The Lord rewards you because you always do what you do by the book, his book, the Bible. From how you handle the money, to how you handle your problems, to how you handle people. He's looking for stubborn integrity. He's looking for a zero tolerance for sin, a zero tolerance for compromise in your life, a desire to be, as one great preacher said, as holy a person as a redeemed sinner can be. We can't earn our relationship with God. Heaven is based on us trusting completely in the work that Jesus did on the cross. But God's rewards in heaven, also here on earth, are based on how we live. And he's got his eye on you. He has some wonderful life bonuses he wants to give you. But he's a holy God. He can only reward holiness. So make that the goal you strive for, to be totally his man, totally his woman. Because if God is impressed with you, you are unlocking heaven's blessing gate, which is bolted on our side, not his. He's looking for someone who's after his own holy heart. Or in God's own words, the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him.
Thanks, Ron. This month on A Word With You, we are offering a free sample chapter from Ron's new book, Hope When Your Heart Is Breaking. If you've ever experienced loss, you've lost someone you love, or you're on the brink of losing your marriage, your dreams, your health, or perhaps the trauma of your past pursues you into the present, your life is going to change. Which way it goes won't be decided by your loss, but by the choices you make. If you would like to download a free chapter of Ron's new book, Hope When Your Heart Is Breaking, you can do so right now at our website, awordwithyou.com. A Word With You is a feature of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. Thanks for listening.